This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Economics has power because it's about the distribution of resources like money. We also know language is powerful. Let's now put both economics and language into the same sentence. We set out to see how economic realities can leave a stamp in language. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore found out, this is as true in the South as it is anywhere.
Often, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And on a recent reporting trip to South Carolina, I was reminded that in the rural South, how you say things can be an art.
Frog strangler? That's describing a heavy rainstorm where even a frog would have a tough time getting out of it.
Even a blind hog can find an acorn every once in a while. It basically means that even the most incompetent of us can every once in a while luck out.
They're living in high cotton, meaning that their lives are pretty cushy and they're doing well.
That was Andy Grable, Fernando Pizarro, and Leslie Criss. It's not a coincidence that nature and agriculture figure so prominently in Southern idioms. The language of the South is a window onto its economic past.
The South was much more rural than other areas.
Walt Wolfram is a professor of linguistics at North Carolina State University.
Because farming was such an important part of the culture, there are a lot of terms related to things like weather and farming and so forth.
The phrase stubborn as a Missouri mule came during a time when Missouri exported mules. And it's not just with farming. In southern fishing towns, you get expressions incorporating the wind and the water and the fishing economy.
It's draped over the occupations, the economy, lifestyle, really.
Farming requires a lot of manual labor. There's not a lot of time or patience for whining, and that requires a certain discipline. There are expressions that reflect that work ethic.
People that won't by the yard but try by the inch should be kicked by the foot.
Reggie McDaniel lives in Mullins, South Carolina.
They want an enormous amount for a minimal effort, so they need to be kicked by a good foot.
A few expressions have caught on more widely.
Bless your heart. Basically, that means you're too dim-witted to know any better. It epitomizes the Southern way of being a little bit catty, but not wanting to sound too mean.
That's Danelle Lane from Charlotte, North Carolina.
I hope that Southern speech becomes more recognized as one of the treasures and really the heritage of the South.
But Wolfram says in the urban South, some of these linguistic gems from its agricultural past are fading.
Grandparents and parents don't say those things as much to their kids these days.
Maybe they might should, though. It's easy to feel lost as a ball in high weeds if you're unfamiliar, but Lord willing and the creek don't rise, give it a try and you'll be in high cotton in no time. In Mullins, South Carolina, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away.